St. John Baptiste de la Salle, patron of teachers, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, a first question for you today. Do you remember sometimes during the course of the school year, or even of the school day, to say a little prayer for your teachers? Sometimes we take for granted our teachers are like our parents or our priests, but remember, all of those who are helping you need and deserve your help in turn. How? Not only your cooperation and your respect, but also your prayers. Now, this would be an especially appropriate thought and maybe a good resolution, a beautiful flower you could give to Mary for your May devotions today, that you will pray for your teachers every day, because today is their feast day, the feast day of their patron saint, who was a French priest who lived way back in the 17th century, but who had a great influence upon modern education. And if you go to school the way you go to school today, just the way your classes were held, it's because of today's saint, Jean-Baptiste de la Salle. Second question, how does the Holy Ghost inspire us? Sometimes it's true when we're praying, we might just get an idea, and then we ask others and we pray over it some more, and if it perseveres, then we think that must be the will of God. Sometimes some people even hear a little voice, and it seems that that's the voice of God, the Holy Ghost, telling them to do this thing or that. Sometimes it's an idea that they would never have thought of all by themselves. And sometimes, I think most often of all, it just happens through something, some little occurrence, something that happens to you during your day. It seems like it's accidental or a chance meeting or conversation, but it's not really. God's providence set the whole thing up, and this is how you're supposed to know His will. Surely, that's the reason why today's saint became a teacher, the founder of an order of teaching brothers. Today they're called the Christian Brothers, and really the father of modern Catholic education. He got talking to a man once. He'd already been interested in education. He had spent a lot of years studying himself for the priesthood. He was from a very noble family and got a very good education. And then when his parents died, he moved back home to take care of his younger siblings at home to give them their classes. And so he was interested in education. And one day, as a young priest, he got talking to a man from the country who was a rural school teacher, and they both seemed to share some similar ideals about trying to let the poor people be educated, to learn how to read and write so they could better themselves, and as well so they could learn their faith much better and lead more Christian lives. Well, this man got very excited about things, and so did the young priest. So he said, I'll tell you what, I live in a very big house with the family, and there's lots of room. He lived in kind of a chateau or a castle, very, very big house. Why don't you move into my house, and that way we could live together, and we could talk and study together and plan and pray together to see what God's will might be for us. Well, the man thought that was an excellent idea, so he did. But he didn't persevere. Sometimes people don't. St. John Baptiste de la Salle was very spiritual, and according to the way things were back then, children, he was very strict. So strict that some of his aspiring teachers or aspiring vocations to be a brother got discouraged and left. But he persevered. He stayed with it. And then others came to take the place to the first one who left. And pretty soon, he was training teachers for all over the region, and priests would send from their parish a young man who wanted to be a teacher, and he would give him some training on how to be a teacher, how to approach things, how to open a school. And pretty soon, he got a name for himself, And then, for those teachers who wanted to live together and consecrate their lives to God as teachers and lead a life of what's called being a brother, then he founded this congregation of brothers. He had many difficulties and many problems. Some people just didn't like the idea that everybody would get to have an education, and they thought it was only for rich people or only for people from the nobility. And some people didn't like the idea that St. Jean-Baptiste was not a Jansenist heretic. He believed in the merciful love of our Lord, and he believed in the frequent reception of Holy Communion, and they persecuted him for that. And sometimes his persecution ended up with having lawsuits filed against him, and there was business with judges and lawyers and depositions and things. Our saint was very persecuted during his lifetime, but was known for being very sweet and very charitable. And he says that every day you should make up your mind in the morning to do good to one person who's your enemy. And he says, don't finish your morning prayers till you've decided who you're going to do something nice for and what exactly you're going to do and offer it up to our Lord. That was one of his practical ways of being charitable. And in addition to that, of course, he would always say, never speak ill of your neighbor, which all the saints do already. Well, what did St. John Baptiste de La Salle do for us? How does he influence the way you go to school today? Well, as I say, the mere fact that everybody today needs to get an education, that idea goes back to him. He believed it so strongly that for the benefit of the poor people, St. John Bosco later would do a similar thing, for the benefit of the poor people, of poor men who had to work 6 days a week, on Sunday afternoons, he would offer classes for them so they could learn a trade and better themselves, or maybe learn how to read and write and better themselves that way, as well as learn about our holy Catholic faith. That was a different kind of a Sunday school because the poor men had to work to support their families all week long. Well, if you belong to a school today and you go to a particular classroom in the morning, that's due to St. John. He divided the children up according to age and according to their level of learning and had different classes in the school. If sometimes in your classroom there are children of a younger age and a class a year or two behind you, why, that's his idea too. He always thought that the older children could teach the younger children by their good example and actually by helping them out. That's one of his ideas. If your teacher reminds you, and I suppose your teachers have to do this every day, don't they? If your teacher reminds you, shh, be quiet, you're not supposed to be talking now. That came from St. John Baptiste de La Salle, too. He's the one who said, we can't have any classes, we can't be studying, unless we have silence. Only one person may speak at the time, and the teacher is in charge. We take that for granted, even though sometimes we don't take it or observe it too well. But it was an idea of our saint. And if, when you had your first class this morning, your teacher spoke to you in English instead of in Latin, that's due to our saint too. Because you see, until then, no one was considered as educated unless you could speak Latin. And very often, the classes were given in Latin exclusively. Indeed, until about 50 years ago, children, in a seminary, all of the classes were still taught in Latin, and you had to speak Latin to be able to get anywhere at all. But because St. John Baptiste wanted everybody, even those who couldn't spend many long years studying Latin, to get an education and to learn a trade, why then, he pioneered the idea of teaching the people's own language so they could understand and learn quickly. Well, those were just some of the ideas of our saint. You see, he was inspired by the Holy Ghost, sometimes by need and circumstances, sometimes by people he spoke with. And they kind of inspired each other to do God's work. And sometimes, most of the time, it was just from his prayer. If I pray today maybe the Holy Ghost, to whom we're making our novena, will come and inspire me. As a matter of fact, I'm sure he will. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.